This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for joining us for a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Follow the links at joy.org.au.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening. You're on Catching Up with Brett, and I'm sans Dolly, and I'm sans Jamie, but I have a delightful guest this evening. It's the one and only my sister Beck. How are you, darling?
I am fantastic. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, look, any time when you're in town. Goodness gracious. Well, for those of you who don't know, Dolly's still doing her hole-in-the-ground holiday nonsense in Queensland. Dig a Hole Festival, I think it is.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It sounds beautiful, doesn't it? And Jamie's in London.
Oh, I'm very jealous.
Again.
Oh,
can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I'm very, very jealous, although it's freezing over there and it's been a beautiful sunny day in Melbourne, so.
It has been. Now, Beck, what are we catching up on tonight?
We are catching up on musicals.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a favourite of both of ours.
It is a little bit because we go back a bit, don't we, with musicals?
We do like a musical or two. We've been in a few.
We've seen a few.
And yes. We want to know tonight, what is your favourite musical?
Yes.
So you can
email
us on air at joy.org.au, SMS us on 0427JOY949. And anything else, Brett? What else can we do?
Well, maybe they could give us a call on 1300JOY949 as well, because it's all about musicals. We're going to talk about some of the musicals we've been in. We're going to talk about some of the musicals that we love, some of the musicals that probably we don't really love, and also have a bit of a cack in between.
I'm sure we will laugh. There will be no missing laughter.
Oh, tonight. My God. Now, Beck, before I play the first song,
yes,
it's from Smash.
It is.
Now, what's so wonderful about Smash?
Oh, Smash. It's a, well, I think it was made for Foxtel or one of the, what's those television programs far, far away?
In America.
Yes.
It's made for NBC.
NBC. Yes. Okay. Well, it's fantastic, Smash. It's about two girls vying for the lead role in a new musical, the musical of Marilyn Monroe called Bombshell.
Exciting. And it's all about the glitz and the glam and everything that happens behind the scenes,
which is really interesting. So seeing how the songs are put together, seeing how it doesn't matter if you're in it beforehand or not, you might not get that lead role. So
it's cutthroat.
There is definitely cutthroat. And there's some fantastic people in it. Angelica Houston's in it. Deborah Messing's in it.
Oh, my God.
The wonderful Catherine McPhee, who came runner-up in American Idol, is in it. So.
And look, I just thought, because it's such a opener, it's our opener tonight. Now, this is the lead. It's Let Me Be Your Star from the Smash music soundtrack.
Fantastic. Let Me Be Your Star.
You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Not a girl with a
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Beck and Brett tonight, Joy 94.9, and we are all about musicals tonight. And
Done, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you. And tell us what your favourite musical is, won't you? Please SMS us on 0427JOY949. Phone us on 1300JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
Now, that song was from Let Me Be Your Star, which was the opening number of Smash, the wonderful NBC TV show, which Steven Spielberg came up with. And what his original intentions were was to create this interest and then to eventually put it actually on Broadway. And it's been an absolute smash hit, hasn't it?
Who would have thought? I hope they do make it. It's a fantastic. There are some songs in that show that I'm already in love with. I love that one. I may have been miming along while the music was playing.
There was a diva moment here in the studio, listeners. And it wasn't actually me, and Jamie and Dolly aren't here, so it was my darling guest.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Because they're still on holidays, obviously. Now, Rebecca, you're visiting Melbourne. You're from Perth.
I am.
Yes.
I was here last. When was I here last? In October.
In October.
And I'm back again because I just love coming here. I spend a week of indulging myself.
Yes.
And I've been pretty lucky. I got to go and experience Midsummer this time and tea dance on Sunday.
Oh, you were a Midsummer virgin, weren't you?
I was indeed. Not anymore, darling.
So how did you like Fair Day, Beck?
It was great. Gosh, there were colour. There was a lot of colour.
There was a lot of colour and movement.
There was a lot of colour and movement. Yes. I saw some sights.
Yes.
And it was fantastic. It was just a great celebration.
And you got to see Paulini at the tea dance?
I got to see Paulini. She was sans the gold dress, I'm afraid.
She was sans gold, yes.
But she looked fantastic and she sang a treat for us.
And Magda and Trevor Ashley, the fabulous, because we love Trevor Ashley here at Catching Up.
We do.
Made a bit of a guest cameo to plug their latest show, Gabies. That's true. Part of the Midsummer Festival playing at the Arts House, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, the Art House, Melbourne Art House. But what else have you been up to? Now, you had a bit of a ladies' lunch today, didn't you?
I had a ladies' lunch
with
my good friend Kaz, who lives down in Lakes Entrance. She's up in Melbourne at the moment. So hello, Kaz, if you're listening tonight.
Oh, beautiful.
Always nice to catch up with someone you haven't seen for a while and get all the year's gossip done. And a bottle of something nice to drink always goes well.
Well, it was a beautiful day to sit by the Yarra.
It was beautiful. Yeah,
some of us were actually working today, Rebecca.
I know. It's a hard life. I'll be back at work in a month or so.
I know. Well, some of us have extended break times, don't we? Because of our occupation in life.
Yes. Well, when you're a school teacher, you work very hard Monday to Friday.
I'm sure you do.
Yes. Oh dear, let's leave that one alone.
Oh yes. Now what else have you got planned for the week? Are you doing a little bit of shop, at Fashcap?
Well, you know, if you come to Melbourne, you can't not shop. It's part of the law, isn't it?
Yes.
So yes, I'm going to spend the next few days just stretching that credit card a little bit further.
And I know I've got some dinners and things planned up as well, which is always beautiful.
It is.
Hey, look, something that I started this week now, because Jamie and I, we've been talking about trying to keep fit.
Yes.
And I think we've been a little bit, well, we've tried, and I've been doing spin class, but I've just recently changed my personal trainer because my personal trainer is moving to Canberra. So I've had this long-term relationship, other than with my darling Andrew, with my personal trainer, Chelsea. She's awesome, but she's moving to bloody Canberra.
Well, that doesn't help you. It's a long way to go to Canberra.
It's a little bit too long to commute. So I started, she gave me the name of the fabulous Kate, and Kate didn't tell me that we were doing a fitness test on Saturday morning. And let's just say it's now Tuesday night and there's still parts of me which are a little bit sore.
Oh dear, she worked you hard, Brett.
Oh my gosh, it was hard getting the old workhorse out and about on South Melbourne Beach, my goodness. But look, I am feeling better for it, and we're trying to keep fit and healthy for 2013, because it was a bit of a resolution. We did the resolution show last week, but it's a bit of a resolution.
Yeah, it's a good resolution to have.
You're quite brown, I've noticed, because you got a little bit of sun today, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I may have got a little tad of sun. I mean, a bit of Melbourne sun's always nice. I have spent the last couple of weeks with my children at swimming lessons, so that has helped greatly. But my shoulders, I wore a strapless dress today so I could catch that Melbourne sun. And I think when you're in Melbourne, you've got to catch the sun when you can.
Look, if you don't, you don't know when the sun's like that sort of hard person to pin down. When they're out, you've just got to enjoy their company. And when they've gone, that's it.
That's it. It's over.
You just got to roll with it.
Yes.
Hey, but we are talking about musicals tonight. We are going to talk. Beck and I appeared in a couple of musicals, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
I think so.
They were pretty famous in our household, weren't
that's
they,
true.
Beck?
I'm not sure if they hit. I still know my lines.
And I'll be quizzing you on that later.
Thank you.
We want to hear from you. What was or what is your favourite musical? Look, give us a call on 1300 JOY 949. You can SMS us on 0427 927 joy949 or email us directly on air at joy.org.au. Beck, I think we've already got a message that's come through, haven't we?
We've got two already.
Oh, fabulous.
Jess, hello, Jess. She says it's impossible to choose. Her top three she has to give us is Wicked.
Yes.
That might be one of the songs we play
later
on.
Could be a song we'd be playing, yes.
She's mentioned Miss Saigon and A Chorus Line.
Yes, oh, yes.
Yes, now, another Beck. Fantastic name.
Oh, fantastic.
You've got there, Beck. Her favourite musical is Well, Hello, Dolly.
Yes. Barbara, not the Carol Channing version.
Oh, hang on, that's not from Beck. There's just a comment to Beck. That's yes, sorry, you. The Barbara version.
Can you believe this? You've been on the radio for 12 minutes and you've already got a fan.
I know. God. I love having a fan. And he just, this person, this lovely person, just wants to say, how sultry I'm sounding tonight.
Because
I do
goodness.
Have a slightly sore throat, but sultry.
Mm. I'd like to tell our listeners that my sister is also single. So she's heterosexual, but you know what? She'll take what she can get. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hi, we're the Ten Tenors.
Keep listening to
Joy 94.9.
Oh, thanks, fellas. You're on Catching Up with Beck and Brett on Joy 94.9. We are catching up on the musical tonight, and I've been trying to sort out what fabulous musicians that we've got as a little bit of announcement, and we haven't heard that for ages. I love the Ten Tenors. They're quite fabulous. But we're talking about musicals, and I want to start because my sister and I started... you and I love musicals from a really young age,
didn't we? We really do love a musical, don't we?
We love a show tune.
We love a show tune. We like something we can maybe do a bit of jazz hands to occasionally.
And Mum, I just want to clarify to my darling mother Maggie, Mum, that was jazz hands, not fingertips, snap to the beat. But that's a bit of an in-house joke tonight.
I didn't say it, Mum. It wasn't me.
So I want to talk about my sister's first musical that she was in,
okay.
And it was The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
That's correct. 1984. I was a year seven, so I was 12 years old.
Yes. Now you didn't play the lead.
True.
But you did have a part. You weren't just like
a chorus person.
Second woman.
No, no. I had a name.
What was your name?
Johnny Miller. He had two lines and yes, he also sang a song.
Yes. Can we do the lines together tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, shall we start?
Okay, ready?
Now, I think you at home, any listeners at home will be able to chime in at any time that you'd like. So it was, first line was,
yep.
And the second line was...
A piece of chalk.
Oh, my God. And then, you know, musical history was made at Glendale Primary, wasn't
it? That's true. Mrs. Phillips, the lovely Mrs. Phillips back in those days. Goodness. We were whitewashing on a fence, you see. And I had to sell my piece of chalk so I could get a turn at whitewashing.
Yes.
But I must say, I was the understudy to Aunt Polly. I did have to learn all her songs just in case. I think Mrs. Phillips was being nice to me.
Were you the understudy? I never knew that.
There you go.
You heard it here first on Catching Up.
That's right. And... it was great fun. I mean, yes. I had to be a male character, but I didn't mind. I think that's part of the fun.
Yes, absolutely.
And let's talk about your first musical.
Oh, look, Brett. It was year seven. Yes. Well, actually, I thought about this. It was actually year four when I had to fill in for, we were doing Noah. Right? And I had to fill in for the drummer. And that was the first time, but my official one was in year seven for the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
That's correct.
And I played Mayor Eulenspiegel.
Very nice.
And I had a much higher voice back in those days,
would you believe? You did, indeed.
And I think I had about three solos, and I think I was packing my dacks the entire time.
I think so, but you did practice a lot in your bedroom.
I did.
There was a lot of singing into the hairbrush.
Yes, there was.
And your costume, made by the lovely Jenny Madgen, was very elaborate. I think sky blue and magenta. Satiny.
It was sky, and it wasn't magenta.
Oh no,
Was it was like a royal purple.
Okay. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yes.
Don't want to get those two confused. And it had all the bells and whistles. It had little bells on. It had a fur collar and a big crown. I do remember that.
I think it was a coronet.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
A coronet. No, not a coronet. It's like a mini crown.
Oh,
it was quite bizarre.
Let's call it a crown, Brett.
We'll call it a crown. but obviously, you and I love musicals because probably one of the first musicals that we saw would have had to be Sound of Music.
Oh, I think so. On the telly, of course.
We would sit down. I mean, this sounds like we were 1950s family, which we were not in the least. But
definitely not.
We would sit down to a lovely music. I remember sitting down to My Fair Lady.
Yes, definitely.
And looking at those fabulous frocks that Cecil B. Beaton, Cecil Beaton,
yes.
created. Remember the Ascot scene at Royal Ascot?
Black and white. Beautiful.
It was beautiful. Amazing. And, you know, I mean, I didn't realise I was gay then, but I think after seeing the black and whites, boy, oh boy.
There was a pointer there, wasn't there?
But, of course, the hilarious thing about My Fair Lady was that Julie Andrews originally played in the lead.
She did on Broadway in 1954. I know my facts.
But what happened to the film, Beck?
But what happened to the film? Well, Julie didn't get that role.
She didn't, did
she? It's a shame, really, because she would have been, I think she would have been fantastic as Eliza Doolittle.
Yes.
But, yes, it went to the lovely Audrey Hepburn, of course, didn't it?
Yes, but Audrey can't sing. And,
no.
And even in Breakfast at Tiffany's, where she sings, well, she doesn't really sing Moon River. She sort of murmurs it, doesn't she?
Yeah, murders it, did you say?
Murders, yes. I was trying to say a murmurs, but no, yes. she does murder it.
Yes.
And Julie was supposed to do the role, but then Julie obviously went on to do the Walt Disney film.
She did, Mary Poppins. Walt had seen her on stage in Broadway and had taken her off. And she won an Oscar for that in her first movie role. Amazing, Mary Poppins.
Yes.
And then 1965 was when she did The Sound of Music, also nominated for an Oscar.
Yes.
She's pretty fabulous.
Yes.
Julie.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, we're just moving my microphone. I love a bit of a visual gag.
You know what? A visual gag works really well on radio.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Shall I continue on about my
favourite?
Because, you know, Dame Julie Elizabeth Andrews is my favourite. I love her to bits.
Oh, I mean, I still love her. I mean, I know everyone says that Sound of Music is really cheesy, but I still love it. I still love it. We've got friends who, as you know, our dear friends Alistair and Blair have moved to Vienna.
Yes.
And we're going to visit them hopefully in the next year or so. And Alistair and I have already decided, because Blair and Andrew have no desire whatsoever to do it, we're going to do the Sound of Music tour.
Oh, fantastic.
Going to Salzburg, seeing the singing. We're going to dance around that damn fountain.
I want to see the photo of you dancing around.
I'm going to throw the tomato and then forget to catch it in Gretel style.
I hope you're on top of a hill spinning around with your arms out singing
Probably.
The Hills Are Alive.
No, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, please.
But Julie Andrews now, obviously, after Sound of Music, she went on, she did Thoroughly Modern Millie.
She did, and she had a very lean period after that.
Well, no, because what happened was she became box office poison because she also appeared in Star.
Yes, and there's 10.
And My Lily, Lily as well, and they literally bombed.
They bombed, yes. But in 1982,
yes,
this is my favourite Julie Andrews movie, actually. It's Victor Victoria. She is a woman playing a man who's then impersonating a woman. It is the most amazing role. She
yes.
is absolutely fantastic. She's hilarious in it also.
Yes.
She was nominated for the Oscar again, and after that, she kind of went backwards again and didn't have any more commercial success.
I know. Then the damn poor girl lost her voice.
She did, and had she's never surgery.
She's never gained it back. Now, really interesting about Victor Victoria, so it's about a woman. Because
yes.
it's set in the 30s in Paris, and obviously it was a tough time for a rising actress and
it
singer.
Was, for sure.
And she was playing a gay man who was a female impersonator, and that's the only way that she could get work done. And obviously the lead fell in love with her, but because he was a gangster, there's all a lot of drama. But it was a musical made as a film. Sorry, it was a film originally.
Yes, before it became the Broadway musical.
Where normally it's the other way around, isn't it?
Yes, it is, definitely. So that's really interesting that became the musical afterwards.
Yeah.
There's just one song in there that is forever in my head.
Oh, my God.
There are jazz hands aplenty in this
song. Do you know, this was really hard because I love The Shady Dame of Seville.
Right, but not my favourite.
I'd have to say, if I couldn't play that, I'd have to play this. And it's the fabulous Lee Jazz Hot from the Victor Victoria soundtrack. You're on Joy.
Jazz hands ready.
94.9.
Why do we listen to Joy?
We listen to Joy because it's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And you're on Catching Up with Brett and Beck on Joy 94.9. We're catching up on the musicals tonight, all about show tunes, aren't we, Beck?
We are.
Now, you saw Hughie, didn't you?
Well, my mum and I saw Hugh Jackman doing The Wonderful Boy from Oz, a fantastic performance. But I had seen Hugh long ago when he was a student at WAPA, West Australian Performing Arts Academy.
Oh, my goodness.
Long, long ago when I think I was in year 12 and we went for a little tour through during my theatre arts phase in high school. And, he was a student there at that time. So I'm not sure if I saw him or not. But, you know, I'd like to think he was one of the students on the stage belting out a number or two.
Yes.
Yes. He's lovely, though, Hugh Jackman, isn't he?
Absolutely. I still think he's a big spunk and, you know. He is.
He wants to get rid of that wife, I'm right in with you, Charlie.
I think you better line up with everyone else somehow.
Think so.
Hey, so we want to hear from you. We've had a few shout outs and we want to hear what's your favourite musical. Please give us a call on 1300 Joy 949 0427 Joy 949 to SMS us and to obviously email us on air at joy.org.au. Beck, give us a shout out.
We have got a few actually. Now, Simon, all the way from the UK, he's listening from his desk at work. Hello, Simon. His favourite musical is Blood Brothers, one I haven't seen.
Blood Brothers. I haven't heard of that.
No.
No. But thank you, Simon, for listening to All the Way from the UK. That's always fabulous.
It is.
And apparently someone's telling me, what was the question that was asked?
Well, someone has asked, were you ever in a musical where you got to dress as a man? But Mayor Eulenspiegel.
It was Mayor Eulenspiegel, and it was just because it was in the medieval ages. I was wearing that.
A tunic.
A tunic. Thank you. I was going to say a smock.
No, I'm calling it a tunic, darling.
It is a tunic. But look, I tell you what, though, I did have a bit of a... I was supposed to fill in for a character when we did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in high school. And as you know, Rebecca, Melissa George went to our school, who is the star of the television and of film.
Well, she was a Home and Away star to start with, wasn't she? But now she's a big Hollywood movie actress.
She is a big Hollywood movie actress. She did a fabulous job in The Slap. I loved her in The Slap.
Yeah, she was very good in that.
Now, she was brilliant.
I have to say that when I was in year 12 doing a production, now I'm going to say the name because it's got a few words in it. It was the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Townswomen's Guild's Amateur Dramatic Society's performance of A Murder Mystery.
Sorry, what?
The Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Townswomen's Guild Amateur Dramatic Society's performance of A Murder Mystery.
I still cannot believe that you remembered that.
I remember that when I was 17. I had to learn that because I was Mrs. Reese, who was, of course, the old fuddy-duddy who thought she was in charge of everything.
She was the Mrs. Mangles of the block, wasn't she?
She was. I wore a nice little tight bun and I wore my great-grandmother's dress. And Melissa George was a stagehand during that performance.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, she was. So just so you all know, Melissa George passed me something from backstage.
Melissa and I were supposed to co-host Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but it got canned because of the teacher strike this year. So I never got to work with her. And clearly, Melissa went on to bigger and better things.
Yes. She was prepared well, though.
Hey, look, I've got now, obviously, something that we have to acknowledge because, obviously, Maggie was always our mother, was always supportive of the arts in our house. And we couldn't go past the first big show that my sister and I saw. I can't remember Mum's first big show, but it was the first show when we were here in Melbourne holiday, and it was 25 years ago.
1987.
And we saw Cats.
We did. We had VIP champagne tickets to Cats. Thank you very
much.
Well,
I never got to drink the champagne.
No, I was. I might have been 15 and I may have got my mother's champagne because she doesn't drink, do you, Maggie? And there were special chocolates in a special box with black cat eyes on the outside.
Oh, that's lovely.
My mum still wears the jumper that I bought. From the Cats.
She likes getting her money's worth.
She does. Well, we loved it. We really, we really, really loved
it. Well, we loved it so much that when it visited in Perth 2 years later, we went to see it again. Now, my sister still says, I didn't get to see it, but you did, and Mum got to see it as well.
Okay, I believe you.
It did. Dad didn't see it, but we did see it. I mean, one of the other big shows I remember, and I absolutely adored it, was Hello, Dolly. Sure. And the lovely, and I've forgotten her name, Jill...
Perryman?
Jill Perryman. I knew you'd remember it. Jill played Dolly. And as you know, we were talking about it before, Carol Channing was originally playing Dolly Levi.
Yes.
But, this was the big but, obviously Miss Barbara Streisand, had appeared on Broadway in I Can Get It For You Wholesale in the 60s, and she played Miss Marble Scene, Tessie... Marblestein. Mm. And she was so, they loved her so much that when the role came up for Hello Dolly, she obviously auditioned for it and she got it. But then they wanted to make Hello Dolly into a film. And at the same time, sorry, not Hello Dolly, Funny Girl.
Yes.
And they were going to, the biggest musicals at this time was like My Fair Lady, Funny Girl, and Hello Dolly. But when they did the screen test for Carol Channing, one of the movie producers remarked on how grotesque she looked.
Oh, that's a charming turn of phrase.
So she got the role in as Muzzy in Thoroughly Modern Millie. We just touched on that before. And Barbara got the plum gig in Hello Dolly. But she also appeared in Funny Girl.
She did.
Literally a year before. And she also appeared in On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever, which is quite a bizarre mix of musical flashbacks and the past and the present. It's quite bizarre. This girl can make flowers grow.
Yeah, now, I haven't watched a lot of Barbara, I have to be really honest. Yes. I've seen bits and bobs of her, but, I mean, I was saying to you recently, yes, I watched Meet the Parents or Meet the Fockers, and she was the most amazing actress.
What was
she
that? Is. Was that Meet the Fockers?
Meet the Fockers,
right.
Yes.
That's F-O-C-K-E-R, listeners.
That's correct. And she is the most amazing actress, but she makes me cry so many times when I just hear her singing. The purity of her voice is quite amazing, and she is not ashamed to have a laugh at herself, let me tell you.
No, I think there's, I mean, she didn't get Last Streisand as a nickname for no reason.
Well, this is true.
But I think she's quite an amazing, she's an amazing artist. I mean, the woman can sing. The woman can act. She's also funny. She can direct and produce.
Oh, she's more than a triple
threat.
She
can't dance.
No.
She dances like old lady. But no, some of us, I think we all end up as dancing as old lady.
We do.
So look, Barbara's one of my favourite, but obviously another huge favourite of mine had to be, and I never got to see it because it came out in the late 70s, early 80s on Broadway, called Dreamgirls.
Oh, I've just recently watched this movie.
Which I never knew you hadn't seen before.
I know, somehow I missed it.
So guess what my sister watched yesterday? We all sat on the couch.
We nested.
And because we had a big Dimboola at Tea Dance on Sunday night.
So yesterday was a rest day. Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls.
Amazing. Amazing performances, but amazing songs.
But what song do you choose? Now I thought, oh, look, I could do, and I'm telling you, but it's been done.
Yeah.
Then I thought, let's do Dreamgirls, but I wanted to do something else because another lead in the film was the fabulous Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
And I never knew he could sing, but
he can belt out
he
a number.
Can sing.
Yeah, he's
and this
fantastic.
And this is his song. It's the second song on the film, and it's called Fake Your Way to the Top. You're listening to Joy 94.9 with Brett and Beck on Catching Up.
Years of solid gold platters, rising costs and cocktail chatter. Wow, Fatty G's stereophonic sound. Oh, babe, the game of hits goes around and around, but you can fake your way to the top.
Hello, this is Kate Sobrano on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
And you're on Catching Up with Beck and Brett tonight. It's all about the musicals.
Yes, it is.
You can email us on air at joy.org.au, just like Ray has. Hello, Ray.
What has Ray said?
Well, Ray said his favourite musical would either have to be, I'm noticing not many people are picking one. We're having trouble with that.
It is a GLBTI community radio
That's
station,
right.
Beck. We're going to have a lot of show tunes.
This is true. Jesus Christ Superstar. Oh, Rocky Horror, and we haven't even slightly touched on either of those.
I played Kate because I remember seeing her in Jesus Christ Superstar with John Farnham.
Ah.
And
John Stevens.
John Stevens, and he's a big spunk, isn't he?
He's
aged pretty bloody well, old John.
Yeah, no worries at all.
And what has he said? He said, I don't really mind My Fair Lady, and that's probably only because Audrey was in it and not Julie.
Mm. We all have our opinions, don't we?
We do. Hey, look, we've got a bit of a quiz.
Oh, just
to
me.
Play.
Do
yes.
I have to do it all myself? Oh,
well,
my goodness.
Well, we've got some quiz to play. Okay. There's some really quick quiz. Now, Beck, you know about this one, definitely. Oklahoma, Carousel and South Pacific were all written by which team?
Oh, it's Rodgers and Hammerstein. I love a bit of O-K-L-A-M-A-H-A-M-A, Oklahoma.
Oh, God, she's on fire tonight.
One right.
Okay, but could you name two other Rodgers and Hammerstein's musicals?
Oh, could I?
Yes.
Well, oh, we've talked about them already.
You're not
tonight,
supposed to look at your paperwork.
Oh, well, I have a little bit of paperwork. Well, they did Showboat.
Yes.
King and I.
Perfect.
Carousel.
Awesome.
Or did you say that one already?
You don't need to. Don't ruin the sketch, Beck. Don't ruin it. Okay. Which Australian actress, popular in drama in the 1970s and 1980s, and also married to, and divorced, a Perth billionaire, appeared in the 1972 Australian production of Godspell?
Peter Tappoe.
Well done.
How could I not know her?
Now, you might know this one and you might not.
Okay.
Rosalind Russell is best known as Auntie Mame. Yes. In the 1966 Broadway musical production, who played Auntie Mame?
Oh.
And I'll give you a clue. She wrote about murder in the 80s.
Oh, Angela Lansbury, of course.
Well done. And she also appeared in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
She did. We went to that as a movie, yes. Didn't we, darling?
Can you complete the next line from The Sound of Music? High on the hill was a lonely goat herd.
Lady-o, lady-o, lady-o. I'm not going to sing it all.
Okay. 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 So in 1981, we were talking about Cats before.
Yeah, we were.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's worldwide hit Cats was based on the T.S. Eliot Book of Cats. What was the new song written especially for the musical? Because all the songs were based on the book.
I've got a funny little fact about this because this is memory, isn't it?
Is this La Scandale?
Well,
it is memory.
Well, actually, originally, in the original performance, Judi Dench was supposed to play Grisabella.
Yes.
However, 3 days before, she tore her Achilles tendon. Elaine Page came in as the emergency replacement. But the role was not really big enough for Elaine Page, and that was a waste of that voice. So she got that song, Memory, which was actually another cat song. And it stayed with Grisabella forever.
Oh, my God. So I think we can get rid of Bredipedia and start calling Beckypedia.
I think it's kind of both of us. We'll play off each other there, darling.
Okay, okay. Hey, look, how about this one?
Yeah.
The hit Wicked is based on The Wizard of Oz. Now, who is starring in the new film Oz the Great and Powerful?
Oh, I like him a little bit.
You're a bit in love with him.
Well, I am, but he's a little bit... There's a lot going on between the years, I think.
No, but he's a bit pretty.
He is James Franco.
It's James Franco. And finally, my dear, in the 2009 Melbourne production of Chicago, which we saw together...
We did.
Who played Matron Mama Morton?
Oh, was it Gina Riley?
It was Gina Riley.
Oh, she's fab.
Oh, Beck, this is just for you, this bit here.
Oh, thank you. Take my bag.
Enough of that. Goodness, that crowd just goes on for days. Hey, look, I was really impressed that you knew that because I had to hide the quiz from my darling sister. She had a lot to say tonight. Hey, look, we were talking about the beautiful Barbara Streisand before. And, I mean, what song do you play? And
there are so many.
I mean, Oh My Man, the final song in Funny Girl. It's probably one of my favourite films, but favourite songs. But I would say this has to be my second favourite. Don't Rain on My Parade, Joy 94.9.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and flutter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Beck and Brett on Joy 94.9, and it's all about the musical.
It is, Beck, and we've just been joining us with the fabulous Mitch coming up next on Sci-Fi and Screen. Mitch, what's on tonight's show, mate?
Tonight, Sonia and I will be talking about animals in horror, or animals that attack, or animals that go crazy. So, crazy animals.
And it's crazy called, animals, I love it.
It's called Cat Gory.
Oh. Oh my God, you're too young for dad humour.
Okay.
So it's all about animals when they attack tonight on Sci-Fi and Screen, coming up after 10 o'clock.
About that. So fun.
And you've got a bit of a giveaway, haven't you? You always get good giveaways, haven't you?
We have two double passes to Oz HorrorCon. So that's in Melbourne.
That sounds exciting.
And when's Oz HorrorCon on?
29th of January.
I've got the shoot over here.
Yeah.
Mitch might mention that on his show later.
That would be on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of January.
Oh, that's sorry, Mitch. I remembered the 9. I was like,
Thanks so much for coming in, mate.
Cool. See you guys soon.
Hey, look, we've still got a little bit to go on the musicals, but we didn't get to talk about what was the biggest flops of all time.
Not every musical has worked.
No.
There's been some real doozies.
Absolutely. And some of them include The Fabulous Kelly of 1965. Who?
Who?
It's a story about a daredevil busboy named Hop Kelly who basically bets that he can jump off and survive the Brooklyn Bridge. Needless to say, it ran for one performance and shot at a $650,000 loss.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like a topic that many people would really want to pay to see.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
That was not a hit on Broadway.
Wow.
But for some reason, it was converted to a film and it became a huge cult classic instead, but not a hit on Broadway. People were too freaked out. It was just too out there.
Too much. So they made a movie instead.
Basically. Absolutely. A Breakfast in Tiffany's was also made into a musical. And would you believe it didn't work? Mary Tyler Moore actually played the lead.
Wow.
And it didn't work because they expected Mary Tyler Moore was the darling of America.
Of course.
But everyone had in their mind what Audrey Hepburn looked like.
Right. Mary doesn't really fit that bill with her beret throwing up in the air.
No. There was also Carrie.
Oh.
Remember the horror film Carrie? It didn't work on stage because there was this one particular scene where it was trying to show her abilities, her telekinesis powers.
Yes.
And what they did instead was they just moved around makeup brushes and powder puffs. And
how did the people down the back of the theatre go seeing that?
It's good. It's funny you should say that. Some of the lyrics from one of the songs from the Carrie musical included, "It's a simple little pig, you can help me kill the pig," in reference to when she gets doused in pig blood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No jazz hands for that song.
No jazz hands. A fabulous one called Into the Light. And it was all about the Shroud of Turin. Pretty heavy going for a musical where, you know, you can't really get Jesus to bring out some jazz hands.
No.
And
costumes wouldn't have been very fabulous either.
No. And look, finally, Taboo. Now, Taboo was based on London nightclub personality Lee Bowery. And Boy George
who
actually created it.
Right.
Absolutely. And it had a bit of a success in London. And Rosie O'Donnell took it to Broadway. She piped her own money, $10 million.
Ooh, some big dollars.
But basically, again, it was full of celebrity drug addiction and sexual confusion.
Why did this not work as a musical?
A little bit hard to sell that to the American theatre goer. And it closed at a total loss. And one of the characters from the fabulous film and Broadway show, The Producers, Max Bierstock, said, "You never put money in your own show."
There you go.
You don't. But that's it for catching up on musicals. Rebecca, I want to say a big thank you for joining me yet again.
You're very
at the
welcome.
Desk.
Well, anytime this chair is free, I will be on a plane.
Dolly and Jamie know that. They will be back next week.
Yeah, they're worried, aren't they?
What we're going to do, we're just going to play a few more announcements. And before Sci-Fi and Scream, we are going to play our final song tonight, which was from the fabulous Broadway hit that's travelled around Australia, Wicked. And we're going to be playing Defying Gravity.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much for joining
me
back.
Thanks, everyone.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Jess Malvoy, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.